What is good, y'all? It's your boy Biggie Smalls back at you with another episode of the Biggie Smalls Show. Today is Friday, July 31st. As always, go follow me on social media. My handle is at Biggie Smalls. That's at B-I-G-G-I-E underscore S-M-O-R-E-S. And you can find me on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter there. Along with our Facebook page, it's facebook.com/TheBiggieSmalls Show. Also, if you could share, or I'm sorry, go subscribe to the podcast, give it a like, give it a rating, a review, share it with your friends. That would mean a ton to us. With this new little format, I'm still, you know, looking for some feedback. We're getting this podcast out a little late today. I kind of dropped the ball this morning. But I'm going to take the weekend off and I'll be back Monday for you guys. Anyway, today's podcast, I'm not really going to talk about shoes, really. Today was Mike Golick's last day hosting a morning show with ESPN. And I just kind of want to touch on that and kind of how I feel about that and stuff. But before we get into that, I do want to talk about the fact that the NBA is back. We had two games last night, the Jazz and the Pelicans. The Jazz defeated the Pelicans 106-104, and then the Lakers beat the Clippers 103-101. A couple big close games. Notably, man, Brandon Ingram is a beast, and I gotta say, I did not see that coming. Like, I knew he was good. Like, I knew he was decent, but he's coming up, man. He's coming up. I think he had 23 last night. Yeah, 23 last night. Zion only had 13, but he had 13 points in only 15 minutes. I didn't actually watch the game, so I'm not sure if he got hurt or they're just limiting his minutes or what. The boy Jrue Holiday still dropped 20. I'm a big Jrue Holiday fan. Been following him since high school. Real good player. I'm just happy to see the NBA back. That late game, the Clippers Lakers game, you know, comes down to the last minute. You got Paul George knocking down big threes. LeBron coming back, just driving down the lane because he's bleeping LeBron James. If that man would have realized that when he was earlier in his career, like, that all he has to do is drive down that lane, like, you know, it's, and he did to a certain extent, but he always kicked it out rather than driving in, taking contact, getting a foul, and, you know, an and one. I mean, obviously, that's not going to happen every time. But when you're 6'8", freaking, what, what's he, 260? Like, straight muscle, you're going to muscle your way through a lot of guys. That's where my, like, disappointment came in, like, 2011 with him. Was like, dude, you're going up against Roy Hibbert. Take it to his chest. Like, Roy Hibbert's a trash can. A walking trash can. I said it to him, too, when I went to a Pistons-Pacers game. But yeah, the PG knocks down a big three. LeBron takes it back up the court. Drives down the lane. Takes a terrible shot. Gets his own rebound. Puts it in for the win, you know. Real entertaining. Oh, another thing real quick. Before I get into Golick is, if y'all got Netflix and y'all haven't watched Last Chance U, go check it out. I've loved every season of it. This season I actually liked even more. I like Coach Beam a lot, actually. But go check it out. It's real good. But as I was saying, today was Mike Golic's last day on ESPN Radio in that morning time slot that he's had for the last 22 years. And it is, it's a really big deal to me. You know, growing up, I was 14, I think like 14 or 15, you know, the first time that I went and worked with my brother, doing construction in the summertime. And I mean, that summer it was just a few like odds and ends, like I helped put a door in, you know, just a couple of things that he couldn't do by himself. But it was one of those things I would, you know, I get up in the morning, I watch Mike and Mike for half hour, 45 minutes before I had to go and go do work. So really since, you know, 2000, it's like 2005, 2006, they were a big part of my mornings. Him and Greeny, you know. So naturally in 2017, when Mike and Mike ended, that was a tough one. Or was it 2016? I think it was 2016. Anyway, that was a tough one for me. Because, you know, it always meant so much. Like I have so much respect for both those guys. And Golic being the guy that he is, you can tell that that's genuinely who he is. He is genuinely a good person. He's genuinely humble. You know, I mean, it's kind of how you got to be when you're drafted in the 28th round or whatever it was. But, you know, and then when I used to work a job where I have to go in at 5 in the morning every morning. And at that job, I would listen to Mike and Mike every morning. And then, of course, it transitioned into Golic and Wingo. But that was such a big part of my mornings. And, I mean, literally, I listened to the whole 4 hours of it all those mornings. And it's like, I mean, you really get a connection. You really get a feel with these people. And, you know, there's not going to be another show that's going to last 17 years or whatever Mike and Mike did. So it's hard to see him go. I know I'm kind of stumbling on my words here, but like you think about the amount of things that have happened, you know, in the last, I've got 15 years of listening, you know. And actually, back in January, I sent him, Greeny, and Wingo, or I'm sorry, him, Junior, and Wingo, all the same message, and thank them for doing what they do, because the morning my dad had a heart attack back in January, I had to get the kids off to school. So I couldn't just take off and go to the hospital. I had to get the kids off to school. And so I threw on Golic and Wingo to keep my mind at bay during all that. And, you know, those type of things are, they're really important. You know, I mean, and could it have been anything? Yeah, but there's that sense of comfort in what you know. And what I've known for the last 15 years in the mornings is Mike Golic. The last 4 or whatever it's been since Junior. You know, Junior used to have the 5 a.m. hour, and then he joined the show, and you know, it's just, it's going to be different, and it was tough. But anyway, so I really want to thank him. I mean, chance of Mike Golic ever actually listening to this is so slim that that doesn't matter. But if he ever does and he's ever listening, I just got to say thank you. Thank you for everything that you did. You made mornings fun. You made work easier a lot of times. You made me laugh. There when my kids were born. You're there through it all. So I genuinely thank you. I'm going to enjoy, you know, still enjoy Sorry in Advance, the Golic Family Podcast, all that type of stuff. But it's going to be different. But thank you. With that being said, we're going to wrap it up here. Thank you guys for listening, as always. Go follow me on social media. My handle is at Biggie S'mores. That's at B-I-G-G-I-E underscore S-M-O-R-E-S. You can find me on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter there. Review us, subscribe, give us a rating, give me some feedback, let me know how you think this is going. The other thing that I didn't mention about Golic, and I'm just gonna say it real quick right now because it just popped into my head, listening to them, specifically listening to Mike and Mike, that is where my thought of even doing a podcast came from to begin with. Is, you know, I knew that it's not as easy as it looks, you know, things like that. But that's what drove me to do this. So, and then off chance, Golic ever listens to this, thank you. Anyway, guys, look, if you're stressed out about life, because life is hard, if you need help, reach out, talk. This world's a much better place with you in it. All right, we'll see you guys Monday. Peace and much love to you.